We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Colorado coach Mike McIntyre, and Colorado is home hosting Arizona on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Zach Rosenblatt, the Arizona Daily.
Hey, coach. I was just wondering, you know, last year you guys obviously had a breakthrough year. I guess, what are some of the biggest challenges you faced in trying to follow up a year like last year?
Winning games. You know, you got to keep winning games. We've got great teams in our league and find ways to win the games. And, you know, you always, every year you replace guys, so you got new guys stepping in, like college football is, and we replace some key guys, and I feel like the guys that are in our spots are doing a good job, and we've played one really excellent team, and they had a tough game the other night, and just got to find a way to win games.
Yeah, and then in terms of recruiting, I guess, was there a specific moment where you realized maybe you guys were starting to recruit at a higher level and had maybe higher-ranked recruits listening to you guys, and I guess how hard was it to get to that point that you're at now, I guess?
I think we've always evaluated really well. You know, last year's class was a class that wasn't ranked high at all, and nine of them went to the NFL teams. So I think it's all about evaluating and developing. Some of the guys we got might not been, you know, they might have been 200 pounds, and then later on they were 240, you know, in a year or two. So maybe not as self-ready coming right out of high school, some of them, but I feel like we do a great job evaluating, and I feel like we've signed really good players, and felt like we've signed good players over the last couple of years. And it's just, you know, the experience factor is always a big key, big learning curve.
Yeah, and I guess last question, how would you kind of assess how Steve Montez has performed through four games for you guys?
Steven's done well. He's had good moments and bad moments like young quarterbacks do. And then, you know, at times he's made some really good plays and done some really good things. I think that he is definitely progressing, and I feel like he has all the tools to be an excellent quarterback, and I'm excited about seeing him keep making progress.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kyle Kensing, Athlon Sports.
Coach, having not seen Josh Rosen in 2016, how do you feel like he had improved, you know, from an opponent's kind of perspective from 2015 to this year?
He is more accurate. He was always accurate, but he's just more accurate. He really knows where he's going with the football and in this system that they're running. He is throwing the ball on good time and taking care of himself that way. I've noticed that, you know, he understands where the rush is coming from more than he used to, so I think he understands protections and understands safety rotation and that type of thing. So you put all that together, that makes him more accurate. He gets the ball out of his hand quicker. They don't get, have as many sacks, so he doesn't hold the ball as long. He knows what he's doing with it, and he's playing at a high level. He's got exceptional players around him. His offensive line is extremely talented. He has a great wide receiver core, big tight end that's really good. So he's excellent, but I think he has good talent around him on offense.
And then with Phillip, I know you've repeated the mantra that he's a complete back. If there's anything about his game you feel like he needs to improve in preparation for the NFL, is there any one area you'd pinpoint?
No, not really. I mean, he's got to keep getting bigger and stronger as he gets older. He's done that every year. He catches well. He blocks well. He runs well. He protects the ball well. You know, I don't really see anything that, you know, of course, when he gets in the NFL, you got to keep progressing. You got to keep getting stronger as he matures. He's got to understand the offenses he'll get into. You know, he can also play special teams. He can return kicks, cover kicks. You know, he's done all that throughout his career here. We just don't have him doing it as much now because he's getting the ball so much on offense. So, you know, you always have areas you can improve in incrementally, but I wouldn't say there's one area that he's deficient in. I think he's doing all of them.
And as far as when you mentioned pinpointing guys in recruiting, if maybe they're not the highest star rating, but they progress into that NFL caliber player, where you have guys like that who maybe just need to add a little bit of weight, what are the skills that you most look for them as high school players?
I look for athleticism. Everybody says that, but I look for multi-sport athletes. I look for multi-sport athletes because multi-sport athletes, if they play two to three sports, therefore they're not living in the weight room all the time. They're learning other skills. They're able to handle different types of coaching, different types of team dynamics. And then when they come to college, they got more growth room. And so I'm looking for the athleticism and their ability for growth. Of course, if a guy's already at that level and there and moving, that's really good. But there's so many times that, Isaiah Oliver is a dual athlete, and he had no offers but ours. And I think he's one of the best corners in America. And I saw that. So I look for that all the time. I watch players on film, and they always have to tell me if they're playing multiple sports, what other sports they play. If I have a guy that looks even on film with another guy, they're the same weight, same dimensions, same everything, and one plays one sport and one plays three, I'm going to take the guy that plays three sports. And it always works out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Ashley.
Arizona. How you doing?
I don't hear your dog today. So I guess you're.
Yeah,
I've put her in
a back room.
All right, good. Okay.
Just a quick question for you in Arizona. They're obviously allowing, I think, 16 fewer points per game compared to their average last year. What jumps out at you about what Marcel Yates is doing well with his defense this year?
Yeah, and Marcel's always been an excellent defensive coordinator. Last year they had a lot of injuries. This year they've been able to play more guys and more often, and they weren't changing in and out as much, so to speak. Guys are getting their feet wet. They had all camp with them. They had a few games with them. So they're getting comfortable out there and making plays. I've been impressed with those guys. And their defense looks like a lot, very similar in a lot of the schematic ways. But I noticed those guys are flying around the ball and, fitting things up better and, not just look more comfortable and more assignment sound more often. And that's because they didn't have as many injuries.
What's the biggest key matchup for you in this game?
Wow. I think that, of course, as well, to keep them from running the football the best we can. When they get to running the football, you really can't stop them. And their inside dive game and their quarterback runs, that's where we got to be able to do that. Hopefully we can. It's easier said than done because their running backs are dynamic and their quarterback can fly. He reminds me so much of Kaepernick when he was in college at Nevada, his speed and size, athleticism. Reminds me a lot of that.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That'll do it for today, Mike. Hey, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right. We'll see you.